Hello, hello, hello. That's for the sake of the people from, you know, that side of the pond, as they say.
Good morning.
Well, you know where I got that hello, hello, hello from?
What was his name? Dick Van Dyke or something like that?
Somebody a celebrity in England. In the funnies, in the Sunday paper, think back to 1960, Andy Capp.
Oh, yes, Andy Capp.
On and on would go, hello, hello, hello. So that's where I got that from. And that brings us to today's date of 2016. Enough about 1960. 2016, August the 25th, the Geyer Cook Report, B2B Thursday. These are going to be some tips for your business-to-business effort to provide information about your goods and services and products to other businesses. Okay? And last time that we talked about B2B, we talked about setting up goals and analytics and measuring the performance of those goals. Well, using a call to action matters, right? And quite a lot when it comes to B2B marketing. Calls to action, one thing to remember is it's not a one size fits all. Like, you don't want to keep using the word subscribe, submit, click here, because those are overdone to the point of saturation bombing. They don't work anymore. And each niche, each vertical market that you might be in, like, let's say perhaps you might be driving a taxi. Well, there's things you say in that landing page, in that hire us to drive you home, that you wouldn't say if you're an old folks home, because you don't want people to drive to your house from the old folks home. They want them to stay there. So, like, email call to action, landing page call to action could drive users anywhere. But for landing pages, the key is to have one linkable call to action. The rest of the stuff on the landing page, these are those single page landing pages. Every graphic, every line of copy, every image should support that single call to action. And in terms of looking at great examples of call to actions for lead generation, we found a link from Impact BND that has 15 great examples of lead generation call to actions from some big companies. And I'm sure that some A2B testing was involved in getting to the point to making these be the ones they wanted to tout. Look at me. Look at my great call to action. So the only thing they gained was recognition of having a good one. They did some A-to-B testing getting it that way. And on the subject of best landing page examples, there's a thing from Instapage. It's a 10-chapter lesson. In chapter 6, they talk about what's important in terms of size and color and best text to use and lots more. They go on with a number of things that deal with the color, the size, the placement, and the copy to put on your landing page. Should your image be on the left or on the right? Well, if it's orange or if it's blue, take a look at the show notes today. And if you go to the geyercookreport.podbean.com, thank you, Kelvin, for putting that in. Great co-host. The image there will take you to a link that has a link to our show notes. It'll be up and available to you. And the show notes are going to be something that you can get brain food about, like the visual web optimizer is referenced in the article. We're not doing it as an endorsement, but just to validate the idea that you do A-B testing to find out what the best color, the best size, the best placement, the best copy, and all those things are enumerated in the article and greater details written there so that we get under the time. We're not going to read it all to you now. The getting traffic without conversion of the call to action, well, that's done, but you'll have to read the article at Instapage to find out how. On that note, I'm going to also mention in the show notes, we're not doing A-B testing. If you see it's orange, don't refresh and think it's going to change to green or some other color. It's not. We've cast it all in stone. It's going to be orange now. I better move my mouse or it's going to go dark and I won't be able to read them. Shout out and thank yous to all the people that give us audio spaces to put our link in. Most importantly, iTunes, of course, because we're on podbean.com. We automatically fed into the iTunes repository for podcasts. So if you're listening to us there, we appreciate it. We'd like people that are watching us on YouTube, give us a subscription or at least a thumbs up. It matters to somebody someplace. So that little link down there says yay or nay. Do one of these yays. It helps us pay the bills. And speaking of pay the bills, we'd love it if you'd be a patron of the show. Just because you're not a patron now, especially. Of course, if you're a cab company that doesn't do charity, we won't ask you for that. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, of course. Give us a go with the Geyer Kirk Report newsletter sign-up form. That's a MailChimp-powered newsletter that's basically the Friday wrap-up summary that you get by email. So if you don't have time to come to the show every day for a mere 10 minutes at the most, get the email newsletter every Friday. We'll go at chapter and verse in there. Thanks for listening to the show. And on that note, give a look at the show notes, if you would. There's a new meme at the bottom. That's all I'm going to say. Then I got to say those three magic words, I think.
It's that time.